Now, top UN official says all evidence has been presented point to Myanmar's intentional cleansing of the Rohingya Muslims that could amount to genocide. Take a listen.
International crimes were committed in Myanmar. Rohingya Muslims have been killed, tortured, raped, burned alive, and humiliated solely because of who they are. All the information I have received shows that the intent of the perpetrators was to cleanse Northern Rakhine State of their existence, possibly even to destroy the Rohingya as such, which, if proven, and I said if proven, would constitute the crime of genocide. What is happening today
in Myanmar? Adama Dieng, who is assessing the situation of the Rohingya minority, described what he saw as a human tragedy with the fingerprints of the Myanmarese government as well as the international community. According to the UN advisor, a scorched earth campaign against the minority group has been underway since August 2017, which was both predictable and preventable. The UN advisor urged the Security Council, the General Assembly, as well as India and China, which can influence Myanmar's government, to take responsible action. It is estimated that thousands of Rohingya have been killed and some 700,000 have fled Myanmar over the past year. Joining us via Skype from Sydney is Ian Rintoul, member of the Refugee Action Coalition, that is. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, over here, we've heard previously such accounts being drawn up by the UN about rape, mass murder, etc., when it comes to the Rohingya minority in Myanmar. But over here, adding to that claim of ethnic cleansing, we have now the UN official saying that this could even amount to genocide. What does that mean exactly as to the barbarity that we're witnessing on the ground?
Well, it is an astonishing level of barbarity, and which it's impossible to describe, I think. And by using the term genocide, I think it is raising, you know, the whole conception of trying to wipe out, you know, a grouping of people, and that is clearly what has been behind the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya that it's been undertaken by the Myanmar state, by the Burmese state, and it's long before due that there was much stronger, you know, international pressure brought on Myanmar and Aung San Suu Kyi for their direct involvement in the genocide that's taking place in Rakhine State.
Right. Now, so the UN official said also that as far as his investigations show, he has seen what has happened in Rakhine State, a human tragedy with the fingerprints of the Myanmarese government as well as the international community. What do you say to that?
Well, the only thing I'm a little concerned about at all is that there's a qualification. I mean, it is very, very clear, I think, for the whole history from August last year that is exactly what we are looking at. I don't think we need any more time for investigations. It's very clear, and that we have looked. And, you know, I'm speaking from Australia and from a place where, you know, our Prime Minister before August last year, but our Prime Minister refused to allow, you know, boats that were carrying Rohingya refugees to actually land in Australia, and actually called on some other Southeast Asian countries to turn them away, Indonesia, Malaysia, you know, and Thailand. Now, that's not the international response we need. We need an international response which says that all the aid that is necessary to protect, you know, the Rohingya that are in you know, Bangladesh at the moment, and to prevent the ongoing genocide which is taking place. It's clearly clear now that starvation is being used in by Myanmar, by the Burmese state, against the Rohingya people when they think they can't get away with the straight out, you know, burnings and killings, the replacement of villages with, you know, army camps. It is clear, very clear, what is happening, and the need for a strong international response is abundantly clear.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Ian Rintoul, member of the Refugee Action Coalition, joining us via Skype from Sydney. Mr. Rintoul, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.